So let's review. The previous Mishnah mentioned the case of a makdish maisi de ishtoi, harezu oisav oichelas. When a husband contributes maisi deha, the principal portion of his wife's anticipated labors to hekdish, it does not become hekdish. Hamaisir remeir mehekdish. Rabbi Yochanan Sandal imrechulin. When he contributes maisir maisi deha, the additional portion of her anticipated labors to hekdish, remeir says it becomes hekdish. Rabbi Yochanan Sandal says it does not become hekdish. It remains chulin. Rabbi Yochanan Sandal's opinion is readily understood. He cannot be makdish neither the anticipated maisi deha nor maisir maisi deha because ein odem makdish davar shelo b'la'olam. A person cannot contribute an anticipated item to hekdish. However, Meir generally holds adam makdish davar shelo b'la'olam. A person can contribute an anticipated item to hekdish. However, he cannot be makdish the anticipated maisi deha, as the Gemara explained in the previous daf, because einu b'shusa lakdishan. They are not his to be makdish them, because the reish of the Mishnah refers to a case in which Einan is Enes, in which he does not support her, in which she keeps Maisi Deha to obtain Mezainis. However, he can be makdish the anticipated Moisa Maisi Deha, because Bishusa Lakdishon, he does have the authority to be makdish it, as the Gemara explains, that the Sefer of the Mishnah refers to a case of Bimala La Mezainis, the Einamala Mo'o Kesab Lotzarcha. He gives her Mezainis support, but he does not give her a silver coin for her allowance. And there is a machlokes, at what point does the Maiser Maisi Deha become hekdish, which depends on when he acquires the Maiser Maisi Deha. Rav Shmuel d'Amr Tavayu, Maiser Lachar Misa Kaddish. Rav Shmuel say that the Maiser Maisi Deha only becomes hekdish after she dies, which is when he acquires it through Yerusha inheritance. However, he does not acquire it while she is alive, because Tiknu Mezainis Tachas Maisi Deha. The mezainis are for the maisi deha, because midi deshchiach and midi deshchiach. Since both mezainis and maisi deha are more common, u'mor kesef tachas meiser, the mor kesef is for the meiser maisi deha. V'kiven deloy kuyov l'mor kesef meiser didahava. And since he does not give her the mor kesef, he does not acquire the meiser maisi deha while she is alive. Rav Adi Bar Hava Amar meiser michayim kodesh. Rav Adi Bar Hava disagrees and says that the Maisa Maisi Deha becomes hektish even while she's alive, because he does acquire it while she's alive. Because Tiknu Mezainis Tachas Maisir, the Mezainis is for the Maisa Maisi Deha. And Mo'o Kesef Tachas Maisi Deha, the Mo'o Kesef is for the Maisi Deha, because Midi Dikayetz Mi Midi Dikayetz. Since both Mo'o Kesef and Maisi Deha are fixed amounts, V'kimin Dika Yohab L'Mezaini Maisa Dideyhava. And since he gives her mezainis, he does acquire the Maisa Maisi Deha while she is alive. The Gemara continues. Amar Shmuel, Halacha Rabbi Yochanan Hasandler. The Halacha follows the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan Hasandler that he cannot be makdish both the anticipated Maisa Deha and the Maisa Maisi Deha, because in other makdish davish label olam, a person cannot contribute an anticipated item. The Gemara mentions another ruling of Shmuel regarding a Mishnah Nedar. A woman who made a nether, a vow, prohibiting her husband to benefit from Maisi Deha. The Tanakhama says, "Ein atzarach lahafer." He does not need to nullify it, because "Ein b'koyach lahadirei." She does not have the authority to impose a nether, and the nether is not effective, because Maisi Deha shaloi, the Maisi Deha belonged to him. Rabbi Kiva Emir Yafer, "Shemetadif alav yesim in a roloi." He needs to make hafara, because there is a possibility for the nether to take effect if and when Maisi Deha exceed the minimum amount, and this hadafa belongs to her. Rabbi Menuri Oimer Yofer, Shem Yiger Sheno Beteha Surah Lachza. Rabbi Menuri says that he needs to make hafara, because there is a possibility for the nether to take effect if and when they divorce, when Maisi Deha belongs to her, and he will then be prohibited to remarry her. And Amar Shmuel, Halacha Rabbi Yochanan Sandler, Shmuel says that the Halacha is in accordance with Rabbi Yochanan Sandler. Although the possibility of Maisi Deha through Shema Yigur Shena is a davar shelo b'la'olam for two reasons. The Maisi Deha of after the divorce do not exist now. Her authority over Maisi Deha only begins after they divorce. Therefore, the Gemara explains that the Mishnah refers to Ba'imeris Yikachru Yodai Lo'isayim, Diadayim Isnu B'olam. She made the nether by stating that her hands shall be prohibited for the production, and the hands are bala olam at the time of the nether, because her hands are existent. And although her hands are committed to produce ma'isi de'a for him, the neder is nevertheless effective because kainamais kedushas ha'gofninu u'mafki midei shibud. A neder is considered kedushas ha'gof, an inherent hekdesh, which revokes her husband's lien for ma'isi de'a. However, the neder is not effective from the time of the neder because almur rabbanon l'shibudi de'bal ki heche de'le tikdesh mahashta. The Chacham reinforced the husband's shibud that the neder is not effective while he has a lien for ma'isi de'a. Zakta the Mishnah, ve'elu malochis sha'isha isla'bala. These are seven chores which a woman must perform for her husband. Techenes, she grinds the grain. Va'ifa, she bakes the bread. U'mechabeses, she washes the clothing. Mivashelis, she cooks the food. U'menikes b'na, she nurses her child. Matzas lahamita, she prepares his bed. Va'isa b'tzemer, she makes wool. The Gemara cites a braisa in which Reb Chiya argues and says that a woman does not perform these chores because ein isha ela l'yefi l'banim l'tachshiti isha. A woman's purpose in the home is merely for beauty, children, and for a husband to provide her with ornaments. This discussion continues in the next daf.